Hachette Audio presents Ollie Cross, Like Father, Like Son. Written by James Patterson. Read by Zeno Robinson and Wayne Carr. Chapter 1.
Ollie Cross, where are you?
When I saw that text from my great-grandmother, Nana Mama, I got a bad feeling in my gut. Something told me my perfect day was about to come to a very imperfect end.
Yo, I think I might have a problem here, I said, and showed my phone to Cedric. He gave a low, bad news kind of whistle.
Uh-oh, he said. Tropical storm, Nana Mama, moving in quick.
Right? I said. If she finds out where I am, I'm toast.
The thing was, I told Nana Mama that I was going to be working on a report for school at Cedric's house that day. But it wasn't true. I mean, I was with Cedric. We just weren't anywhere near his house. We were at the Anacostia Park Music Festival, having an awesome time with our friends. Ruby, Mateo, and Gabe were there, along with Ruby's best friend, Zoe. And if I'm being honest, I'd say Zoe was about 90% of the reason I'd gone AWOL in the first place. I mean, I'd had crushes on other girls before, but this was the first time I'd ever thought one of them might actually like me back. That's what you call a miracle. So you could say there was a lot on the line. We had already stuffed our faces with cheesesteaks and fried dough, checked out a bunch of different acts, gotten our picture taken in this giant Anacostia Rocks photo frame, and even sat in on a steel drum lesson. But none of that was the main event.
You can't go now, Zoe said. We're just getting started.
I'm working on it, I told her, as we pushed through the crowd toward the main stage. What time's your mom go on? Zoe looked at her phone.
Supposedly like an hour ago, but you know how it is.
I just nodded, like I knew exactly how it was to be the kid of a famous musician. Washington famous, anyway. People kept saying Zoe's mom, Vanessa D.C. Knight, was going to hit the big time any day now. They called her the Queen of Go-Go, which is a homegrown Washington, D.C. kind of music. A little funk, a little R&B, and a little old-school hip-hop. It's not my usual jam, but again, I wasn't there for the music. I was there for Zoe. So I doubled down with Nana Mama and tried to buy a little more time. Still working on my report at Cedric's, I texted back. I'll be home for dinner. And don't get it twisted, by the way. I love my great-grandma, big time. But I'm not allowed to cross the Anacostia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?